I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, and so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. And this is my command: love each other. That's John 15, verses 15 through 17. Those are the words of Christ, and we're going to consider those words today as we journey together through the Gospels. As we set the context to this passage, the news was disturbing. Jesus told his disciples that he was going away and they could not come with him. Not understanding what lay ahead for Jesus, the disciples could not understand why he was leaving them. Jesus promised them, however, that they would never be left alone. He would send another counselor, the Spirit of Truth, to be with them forever. Following the promise of the Holy Spirit, Jesus made one of the most profound proclamations of all time. Jesus said that those who trust in him are not to be considered servants. He said, "I have called you friends." What an amazing truth. This is the foundation of our identity. I am a friend of the Creator, the eternal, omnipotent, all-powerful, omniscient, all-loving God chooses to call me his friend. He chose me. He communicates with me. Let's never get over that astounding truth. I am a friend of the eternal God. Lord Jesus, I can be your friend only because of what you did for me. I can love you only because you first loved me. Thank you for the price you paid so that I can be your friend forever. And thank you for calling me your friend. I pray in your name. Amen. If we can pray for you here at The Journey, please send your request to prayer@ronmoore.org. That's prayer@ronmoore.org.